Hello out there, my name is Ron Burgundy, and you are listening to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Today we are going to slow things down a bit and reminisce over some enjoyable moments from my wonderful career in broadcasting as I look back at my five favorite news stories from the past half century. I've covered a lot of news over the years and have been in the middle of some real exciting stories. Moon landings, Watergate, O.J. Simpson, the list goes on and on. The first Batman premiere, The Girl in the Well, Y2K, Amelia Earhart, so many stories. The Miracle on Ice. How could I forget that one? Not to dwell on The Miracle on Ice, which for those of you who don't remember was when the American hockey team beat the much-favored Russian hockey team in the 1980 Olympics. It was considered a miracle at the time because the Russian team was the heavy favorite. But anyway, this is getting off track for a second, but I can't help just mentioning it. Broadcaster Al Michaels always gets credit for his amazing line as the game clock was ticking down. Do you believe in miracles? Which made it onto a lot of t-shirts at the time. And frankly, I think it was a lot of horse. I know Al. I see him around from time to time. We had a timeshare condo in Vail, Colorado in the 1990s, along with Linda Ronstadt and Jeannie Garth from Beverly Hills 90210. But man, that guy sure would burn my britches. And here's why. I was broadcasting the 1980 hockey game for the radio at the time, and as the clock was ticking down, I yelled out, "Well, folks, it looks like the Americans are slip-sliding away to victory." Which you got to admit was a pretty cool thing to say. I took a very popular Paul Simon song at the time called Slip Sliding Away, and I put it into a hockey context. I really thought that would make buttons and t-shirts and bumper stickers, and I would be famous for that, but no! Al Michaels got all of the glory, and he used to rub it in my face when he saw me in airports or hotel lounges. I got back at him, though. His family would always get the condo we shared the week after I had it. So every time I left the condo, I would close up all the windows and doors, really seal it up tight, and then I would lay down 10 or 15 Ron Burgundy-style farts, real bottom-of-the-dumpster kind of stuff. I would cover the whole condo in farts and then get out before I fainted. It worked like a real charm. I would get these angry calls from Al Michaels about how I made his whole family throw up, and I would just laugh my pants off. Funny stuff. But anyway, I got way off track there. Once again, today's show is about my five favorite news stories I've covered, and believe me, you'll want to stay with me for this one. As always, I am joined by my co-host and friend, Carolina. Carolina, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great, Ron. I'm actually kind of excited to hear about your favorite stories. I mean, we usually just have a guest or two on the show, and you never know how that's going to go. I mean,
right.
We've actually made some terrible shows in the past.
Some real doozies,
but
yes.
Today is just you and me and your top favorite news stories of all time.
Well, thank you, Carolina. I will say this tiny thing that doesn't really matter, but I have a little bit of a headache today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Can I get you anything? Like some aspirin or something?
No need.
Can we get... Okay.
No, but thanks. It's really a trifling matter. I don't know if you know this, but I've always been able to block out pain and stay focused on the job that needs to be done. Pain has no power over a strong mind. Pain is something you can totally put aside if you need it.
Oh, really? Not me. I get the slightest little cut or a cold or something, and it just consumes me. Hmm. I can't work or do anything. I just shut down.
Well, that's because you're not a professional like I am. In my business, you are trained from the first day you hit the news desk to never lose your focus and concentrate on the matter at hand. In the news game, people depend on you, and I've always been able to push away any pain and do my job. You'll learn. It's no big deal. You're very young, and you will learn to cast aside pain.
Hopefully, I won't have to. So, should we get started with today's show?
You bet.
So, is it going to be like a countdown of your top five news stories of all time?
So many great stories I've covered. So it was really hard to narrow it down just to five, but I gave it my best shot. Should we get started?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, then. Coming in at number five of the top five news stories I have covered in my long and illustrious career is... One second. You know, if you or Nick could run out and just grab me some headache pills, that would be great. Not really bothering me, but just in case I need them later. You know what I mean?
Sure, I can send out for them. No problem, really. What do you like? Advil, Tylenol, Bayer, Aleve, Excedrin, Motrin? Generic? What do you like? There are so many brands out there. I like generic myself. I think they do the job just fine at like half the price. Saving money is important, right? But really anything you want, we can get it. What do you like?
I would like you to stop talking. I'm so sorry.
That
was unnecessary.
No, it's
Look,
fine.
I'll be honest. This headache has developed into quite a little stinger, and I just need to block it out and get on with the show.
I'll just get someone on staff to run out and get a bunch of meds.
Okay, but tell them to beat feet. In the meantime, before we get started, I'm just going to go through my usual pain management routine.
Oh, so what is it?
Bear with me. Okay, Ron, you are in pain. Block it out. Don't think about the pain. You have a headache. Close your eyes. It's in your mind. It's not real. The headache is not real. Relax. Relax your mind. People at home don't need to hear this, but it's okay. They understand. You are willing away the pain with your powerful mind. The headache is almost gone. It's going away. Think about lambs playfully bouncing around a green field in far-off Nova Scotia. Fluffy kitty cats bouncing and tumbling and bumbling on a cotton pillow. It's soft. So soft. Headache is almost gone. There's no need to worry now. Mama's gonna buy you a brand new bag. And in that bag's an apple pie. And if that apple pie could sing, Mama's gonna get you a wedding ring. Okay, it's not working. My meditation technique is not working today, so much for that class.
That was really
you pay
jarring.
A guy you meet on the street $1,000 cash for a foolproof meditation class, and it's a bust. Go figure. And now, gosh darn it, if this headache isn't even worse.
Yeah, that was haunting. We can just take a break or something if you're not feeling well.
What? No, don't be silly. I've got it managed. The show must go on. The number five best news stories I've ever covered. Start the drum roll. Number five, the disappearance of Chitter Chatter, the spider monkey.
Oh, my mom told me all about that one.
No, I don't doubt it, Carolina. The year was 1978 and the world was about to be turned on its head. The San Diego Zoo, that wonderful institution of animal preservation and scientific research, was hit with a crime so devious and so underhanded that it is literally something only talked about in whispers in San Diego to this day. And I was right there in the middle of it, the shocking abduction of Chitter Chatter, the most beloved spider monkey in all of the world. I'll never forget that day. Hold up. Did someone go out and get those headache pills, the ones I asked for like an hour ago?
They're getting them.
Not good enough. They should be here now.
They'll be here very soon. Here, why don't you have some water?
Oh, because water is magic? Water cures headaches with just a few sips? Great idea, Carolina. Hey, everyone, Carolina is a magical doctor from Fairyland who can cure headaches with water and who has a degree from Wizard College in far-off make-believe land. What? What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm
sorry. I lost my temper. I very rarely do that, of course. It's just this headache is proving to be a little bit of a demon. A nasty little head demon. You ever had a headache, Carolina?
Oh my God, I get them all the time. Yesterday I was driving on the freeway, just stuck in the worst traffic, and cars were honking all around me, and my head was just pounding like crazy, and the radio was playing, and I could see my exit up ahead, but there was just so much traffic that the whole time
I'm okay, Carolina, no need for a whole story. Oh. I just asked you if you ever got headaches. I didn't ask you to read a books on tape to me. Oops. Okay, once again, I lost my temper. And I apologize. I do apologize. You are a wonderful person. Just right now, because of the way my head is feeling, I'm a little bit saucy, that's all.
Should we just try and get through the show until those pills come?
Great idea. Great idea. Okay. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes. Yes. It was true. Chitter Chatter the spider monkey had been stolen from his cage at the zoo. I was at the news desk when the story came over the wire. I was, in fact, the first to report it before Mantooth. Before the local guys, before the national news even picked it up. It was my story, and I took hold of it like a dog going after a guy's wiener. Mm. I could tell from the beginning that police were going to need help, so I jumped right into the news van and headed down to the world-famous San Diego Zoo, that bastion of environmental study, the place where people can eat corn dogs and watch gorillas throwing shit at each other in 100-degree heat. Real science-type stuff. When I got there, I noticed something right away. Hey, where the fudge are those pills, huh?
Coming in, Rob.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Let's see.
Should we take a break while you take your meds?
No need. I'll just pop a few and then back to the show. Let's see. One second, just trying to open this bottle.
Can I help?
I got it. Jeez. Anyway, Chitter Chatter was, spider monkeys. They're not the biggest monkeys, so.
Maybe give me a try?
Pretty hard to find. No, I've got it. I've got it. Just, should be a simple thing. It's not, though.
They can be hard. Maybe.
I think I've got it. Okay. It's one of those, a squeeze and a turn.
Yeah.
And feel. It's getting closer here. Gosh, darn it! It's a real head scratcher. Oh, there it is. Gotcha. Nope.
Why don't you just give it to me?
Do you think I can't open it? Give me a break. I'm Ron Burgundy.
We should go to commercial break.
Why? Maybe? No, we shouldn't. Where was I in the story? Okay. Chitter Chatter the spider monkey had been stolen from this little monkey cage, and it was up to me to find the people who did it. I noticed one thing right away, something the police didn't see, but as a news anchor, I have a sixth sense about these things. And I noticed something that made my spidey senses tingle. There was a leather glove laying next to the cage. The leather was a soft Cordovian Moroccan leather, finely tanned and stitched, more than likely by a high-toned English glover, probably along Carnaby Street. Upon further investigation, the glove held yet another clue. God! This bottle will not open!
Please, Ron, let me try. Let me try to
open. Shut up, you stupid bitch! Okay. Whoa. Whoa. Okay, let me be the first to apologize for that. That was completely unnecessary and most definitely brought on by this horrific headache and this torturous bottle. It's like the makers of this bottle are trying to get me to kill myself.
That's definitely not it. You can actually thank the Poison Prevention Act of 1970 for that bottle.
Why would I thank anyone for this bottle?
No, I mean it's because of the Poison Prevention Act of 1970 that we have childproof medicine bottles.
Well, look who studied in school. I hate to bust your bubble over there, Doc, but this bottle is not childproof. No human could open it.
Could I please just try?
Oh, sure. Be my guest. I would laugh, but my head feels like someone took an axe to it. I can't really describe how awful my head feels. It's on fire. Or it's like Someone is squeezing it in a huge vise. But if you want to look stupid trying to open this bottle, go ahead. This mini torture device is all yours, so go for it.
Here you go. There, see? You just have to push down and twist.
Okay, but I did do that. I did that a million times. You must have just gotten lucky.
Why don't you just take your pills?
Okay, but first I'm putting this cap back on and I'm pushing it down and twisting like you say.
No, don't run.
Too late.
I can't believe you didn't just take a couple before closing that again.
If this is as easy as you say, I'll have my pills faster than you can sing Slip Sliding Away. Okay, so I'm pushing and twisting. Pushing.
It doesn't need to be that hard.
Twisting. Pushing. Twisting. Pushing. Twisting. Pushing. Twisting. They should give this to a terrorist at Gitmo. This is 100 times more painful than waterboarding. I have been waterboarded, by the way, and this is worse.
Let me do it again, and I will get you your pills, and then I'll give the bottle right back to
you. Do you think I'm an idiot? Okay. Is that what you think? Do you think I'm a child with no brain? I can do this. Push and twist. Nope. One more try. Push and twist.
Are you crying? Ron, are you crying again?
No, I'm not.
Can someone, Nick, can we just get Ron 3 pills and bring them to him on a plate?
No! Nobody come in this room! I'm going to open this bottle! But not this second. I don't like showing off. I'll do it later, maybe at home.
Are you sure you're going to do it later? At home, in private? I don't know if you'll...
Do you want to get socked in the face? Okay, that was, you know what? That was just my frustration with this whole situation everyone has created around me. And what I want to do is finish the story and forget the dumb bottle of headache pills. Where was I?
You found a glove outside the monkey cage.
Well, not just any glove. The label inside the glove read, Mr. Guy's Men's Shop. Now, for anyone growing up in San Diego at the time, you would know that Mr. Guy's Men's Shop was the finest men's shop in the whole town. It's where I shopped. It's where Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn shopped. Basically, it's where you went if you wanted to look classy. Anywho, I told the police about the glove, but they seemed uninterested. So I took the glove down to Mr. Guy's Men's Shop. Heavens to Murgatroyd! I mean, a great deal of pain.
Are you
a great
sure
deal.
You don't want me to?
No, oh, yeah. Okay. This isn't a normal headache. And confound this bottle, sweet holy mother of God. All I want to do is get 3 little pills inside this satanic container. I took the glove down to Mr. Guy's Men's Shop, and I asked Don Parlarone, the proprietor, and my good friend, if he could remember who had sold the glove to.
Ron?
Yes, Carolina, what is it?
I'm sorry, your hand is bleeding.
I know that. My hand is bleeding.
Should we stop?
Why? I have a bleeding hand. I've been twisting and pushing down on this bottle top for a long time, and now my hand is bleeding. I know this sounds crazy, but I'm hoping I pass out from the blood loss. That way I won't feel this headache anymore. Makes sense? Good.
It's just that it's taking you a long time to get through the one story, the story of the missing monkey.
Chitter chatter, and he was a spider monkey, and not just a monkey. It consumed a nation for many days. And as you will soon see, I cracked the case.
I'm just saying maybe we can postpone this great story till another time. Maybe when you don't have a headache and when we get something on your hand, when your hand's not bleeding.
Well, wouldn't that be convenient? You just don't want me to open this medicine bottle. I know what kind of game you're playing, young lady, and you're not getting one over on me. Back to my number 5 news story of all time, the theft of Chitter Chatter the Spider Monkey. I took the glove down to Don Parlarone and asked him if he could remember who he sold the glove to, and here's where the story takes an interesting turn. Do you know what he said, Carolina?
No.
He said he sold the gloves to me. Did you hear that? To me. A mysterious glove found at the missing spider monkey's cage.
Chitter Chatter?
Yes, Chitter Chatter the spider monkey. The leather glove found at the scene of the crime was mine. It was clear someone was trying to set me up. Who would try and set me up? I had a lot of enemies in those days. I was handsome and I was number one. So, yes, I had my share of enemies. Tom Brokaw hated me.
Oh, okay.
Pia Zadora. Uh-huh. Peter Fonda. Alan Alda. Pat Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Andy Williams, Manfred Mann and his whole Earth Band, Carl Sagan, Dolly Parton, Ed McMahon, Dick Butkus, Song and Dance Man, Sammy Davis Jr., the Osmonds, and the Jacksons.
Oh my
God. So many enemies. When I look back on it, Caroline, I had a lot of enemies back then, but none more aggravating and dangerous than this little bottle of aspirin.
At least you're laughing about it now.
I have to laugh about it. If I didn't, I would blow my brains out because the pain of this headache is so great and the fact that I can't get these pills is so horrific and torturous that I can only laugh. Sometimes they say laughter's the best medicine, but you know what I think?
What?
I think the best medicine is in this little bottle that I can't open. And one day, when I do get it open, and I'm all better, I'm going to track down the guy who made this bottle cap and I'm going to beat his face in with a sewing machine. Something heavy enough to do real damage, but not so heavy that I can't swing it around. You know what I'm saying?
I think maybe you're letting this headache get the best of you, and I...
Hold that thought. I got a good feeling. I've got it now.
Oh, no.
I still can't open it. All I can do is laugh.
What are you doing? What are you doing with your shoe?
I have had it! Holy Mother of Saint Godfrey! I have had all of the shit I'm going to take today, and this little bottle is going to give up the goods! This insanity stops right now! Yes! Yes! Ron Burgundy 1, headache pill bottle 0. I have defeated you. Your days of making a fool of me are over. Do you hear me? You shall not mock me another minute. These pills, these many pills scattered on the floor are mine now.
Can I have one of those? Ron?
Yes, Carolina.
Is it over?
Yes. It's over. And by the way, do you want to know how my number 5 news story of all time ended?
I want to go home.
Nonsense. It took me a long time to think of who would want to frame me with that glove, and then it hit me. The night before Chitter Chatter the spider monkey had been stolen from the zoo, I'd been out drinking with some of the news crew. Just a regular night out of the town with some of the boys, but at some point someone blurted out something like, "Let's break into the zoo." Well, sure enough, we broke into the zoo, about 8 of us, and I guess I was just showing off a bit, but I decided to steal that spider monkey for myself. I'd always wanted a spider monkey, but getting one was illegal, so I figured I would just steal one.
So you stole Chitter Chatter?
Yes! Yes, I did. I was the first to report he was missing, and I was the first to report he was returned, because I had him in the trunk of my car the whole time. Not only did I report the news for that story, I was the news. How about that? And that's why The Theft of Chitter Chatter comes in at number 5 on my all-time greatest news stories I have ever covered. Amazing, right?
Yes, amazing.
Coming in at number 4.
Ron, we're out of time.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producer is Nick Stump. Our talent coordinator is Anna Hosnier. Our writers are Andrew Steele and Jake Fogelnest. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stump. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.